find in Parshas Korach, after the Moedika Maisa of Korach, the Adosoi, is a Peldika Maisa that comes after that. The Pasuk says immediately after that, Vayiloinu Kladas B'nei Yisrael Mimachros Al Moshe V'Al Aaron. Gans Klal Yisrael complained to Moshe and Aaron, Leimar, to tell them, Atem Hamitem Es Am Hashem. You are killing out Klal Yisrael. You're killing out Klal Yisrael. Look how many people were nifter because of Korach, because of this whole story. And like the Pesukim continue there, that obviously aroused the Rabbanu Shalom's anger. Vayidaber Hashem, the Rabbanu Shalom said, Hey, roimu mitoicha eido azois, separate from this ganza eido, v'achalo isam kerega. I'm destroying Gans Klal Yisrael in a moment's time. I'm done with Klal Yisrael. If this is what happens, forget about it. And they realize it's chamar enough, and they bring the Ketores to calm down the Rabbanu Shalom. A ganza maisa pella that comes after Korach. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, asks, Poshe Pshat, how do you understand this Maisa Pella? What happened here? He says, all of a sudden, this Hafchu, Klal Yisrael became Groyser Rachamonium, they had such Rachamonus, and they're having Tainus on Moshe and Aaron. Why did you have more Rachamim on Korach and Adosai? Srichim La'akev Ha'inish Achamu, you should have tried to delay it, they should have been killed out. All of a sudden, Klal Yisrael is becoming having mercy on them. What's Pasha Pshat and understanding? What happened here? What's Klal Yisrael complaining about? What changed? What's going on? Zokra Moshe Feinstein, Be'emes Lohoya Kan Shinu Klal. Nothing changed at all. Lo Yishafchu Yisrael, Klal Yisrael didn't all of a sudden become Groyser Tzadikim and they started wanting having Rachmanus on Adas Korach. Ella, what happened was, he says, we all know, Shteit in Posuk, in Mishlei, Rachamei Rishoyim Achzori. The mercy of a Rasha is cruelty. The Taitz, he says, Rachmonos Al Rishon. If you have mercy on Rishon, Nikra Achzori is called cruelty. Maybe the Dechurban Olam, having mercy on someone who's a Rasha, you're bringing destruction. Vitzrichim Leida, what you have to know, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, is Shebechol Mida Umida, every Mida that exists, Yecholom Lasa is Toiv Oira. Everything can be used for good or can be used for bad. Vitzrichim Lishtamish Bo Dafka, a person has to make sure to use the Midas. Dafka al pi rotzon Hashem Yisbarach, exactly how Hashem wants to use the midah. Midas rachmanos soruch l'shtamish rak l'toiva. You have to make sure your rachmanos is only in the place where it's applicable to have mercy. L'fi rotzon Hashem. But if it's having mercy in the wrong place, then you know it's not rachmanos. That's rachmei rishon machzoris. That's cruelty. L'moshel in our times. You have mercy on the people in Gaza that are being killed out. That's achzorius. You're cruel if you have such mercy. We're in a shas melchama. They're looking to kill you. And if a melchama is necessary. In melchama, there's casualties to civilians. If you have mercy on them, shteit v'shloim ha'melech, rachamei mishalom achzori. Sakoponim, Zokar Moshe Feinstein, that's posh of shat in this ma'is apelim. Klal Yisrael was making a mistake in their mercy. Their Rachmanus was not in the right place. They were having Rachmanus, but this is a daily challenge. It's a challenge we always have. When yeah, when no, in every single Midah, it's a constant battle. It's an ongoing struggle that we always have to know when yeah, when no, in every single step of our day. That it has to make sure it's warranted. It's l'fi ritzayin Hashem, l'fi the Torah. So how does a person know when yeah, when no, in anything in life? This is an introduction for what we want to talk about today. How does a person know when to have this is going to be al-pi ha-Torah, or when this is not al-pi ha-Torah? whether it's Rachmanos, whether it's anything else on any step of your day, how do you know this is Ratzon Hashem? We have to realize that there are many times the Rabbeinu Shalom commands us to do something even though it doesn't say it in the Torah. And this is news to many people. But the Pasuk says it's befeirish. The Pasuk says in Parshas Veschanon, Perek Vov, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Shamor Tishmarun es mitzvois Hashem Elokeichem. I want you to watch all the mitzvahs. Ve'edoiso v'chuko v'ashetzivach. Va'asiso ha'yosher v'atoy be'inei Hashem. Do the yosher and toiv in the eyes of Hashem. So the Ramban is oymid, what's this added addition of doing yosher toiv be'inei Hashem? You already told me. Shamor tishmarun the mitzvahs. Ve'edoiso v'chuko v'ashetzivach. You told me keep all the Rabbeinu Shalom's commandments. There's something more than commandments. Asisa ha'yosher v'atoy b'enei Hashem. Hashem's telling me to do yosher toy, but I'm already keeping all the mitzvahs. What more do you want me to do? Listen to the words of the Ramban, and this could change your life. Zok deheilig Ramban hakavono bozeh. Kimitzchila Omar, originally it says in the Pasuk, Shatishma mitzvoisav eidoisav chukav ashatzivok. V'ato, and now, Omar, gam bashe loitzivok. Even things I did not command you on. Tein daitcho lasois. Make sure you do things for me, even though I never commanded you black and white to do it. Make sure you do the things that are right and straight in my eyes. Which means never ask the question, which Bochum asks all the time. Where does it say so? Show me where it says you have to do that or you're not allowed to do this. That's a question you should never ask. Because it's a pasuk in Chumash right here. Vasisa Yoshua Toiv. Vashtet in Ramban, that the Rabbeinu Shlom's commanding us to do things that's not written black and white. So you don't see it written somewhere, you could still be commanded in it. V'zeh inyin godol, says the Ramban. This is a groisa inyin. L'fishe i'efshar lizgor batoiro kol hanhogo yisa'odom. Zok deheilig Ramban. It's impossible, Hashem said, to write everything in the Torah. Every hanhoga for your entire life has to be written down black and white. That's impossible. A day has 24 hours. A week has 7 days. There's months and years. So many different stages of life. It's impossible to write it all down. Yevshel lizkor b'Torah. The Torah can't mention kol hanhagos ha'adam. And all the tikkuni ha'yishiv ha'medinas kulam, how the society of things, all the things that go on in a situation of a society, in a medina, in a community, and all that. Aval acharei shehizkir ha'mehem harbe. The Torah mentions many of them. But then the Torah says, chozar loimar, the Torah went and wrote, b'derech klam, in everything in life, figure out, understand what I'm asking in the mitzvah, klar, and you'll know very well what I want from you, even when it's not written. These are the halakha words of the Ramban on this pasuk, Vasisa Hayosher Vatoiv. And the emes I just saw yesterday in the Sefer Milos HaTorah from the Vilna Gaon's brother, that the Vilna Gaon really says something very similar. The Vilna Gaon writes, Shamati Ma'ochi HaGaon. So the Baal Zatayr, the brother writes from the Vilna Goyim, I heard from my brother, the Vilna Goyim, Shebivadai lekalo meimar, no one should ever say, Shlo yikonsu tachas gedra mitzvahs rak taryag mitzvahs vol yoysa. Don't think there's only 613 mitzvahs and that's it, because that's what we find in the Torah, 613. But rather, the emes kol diba v'diba, every dibur shebetoyim yishotatia gvura, everything that Hashem ever said, he mitzvah v'yatsamon. And in Mabel, the mitzvahs are robu v'otzmu arei mitzvah, the infinite number of how many mitzvahs there are. Umi sheyesh lo iyon hasichli v'leiv ha-meivin, if someone has seichel and a heart to understand, he would realize that every hanhoga of every day, of every moment, mikotam vagono, from the small things in your life to the biggest things in life, al pi ha-toyra has to be done al pi ha-toyra, va'oz hoysa mitzvah b'chol eis v'chol rega. And you really have a mitzvah every moment of your life, b'chol eis v'chol rega. Mashahuska tayag, the fact that we know there's 613, you ask a three-year-old, they'll tell you there's 613 mitzvahs, Eina Elosh Roshan. That's just the roots. That's just the roots, the 613 roots. Avohem Isparshim Lanofim Harbi, they branch out to unlimited amounts. And therefore there's so many unlimited mitzvahs that can't be counted. And that's similar to this pasuk of Asisa Yoshev Atoyiv and what the Ramban's telling us. This is what people call the fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch. We all know there's only four chalakim of Shulchan Aruch. There's Aruch Chaim, there's Eben Ezer, there's Choshen Mishpat, and there's Yoredeya. Four chalakim of Shulchan Aruch. And Kolat Torah Kulu is divided up into those four chalakim. But the MS is a fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch. It was never written. But there are things that we're obligated to do. And there are things we're obligated not to do. And where does it say so? You look through all four chalak of Shulchan Aruch and you won't find it. And on that the answer is the fifth chalak of Shulchan Aruch. And that's what we're discussing right here. That the Rabbeinu Shalom said it's efshut to put everything down black and white. But once you understand the Torah and the mitzvahs, you'll understand what I want and what I don't want. And you're obligated in that too. And actually a fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch. Now this is news to many people. Many people don't know this big yisoid. But it's a life-transforming yisoid. There are so many that live by the letter of the law. Does it say it or doesn't it say it? If it doesn't say it, it's mutter. And we don't realize it could not say it and still be usur. Don't ever get fooled by such a thing because it's not true. It's not if it says it or it doesn't. The Chevron Rosh Hashiva, Rav Simcha Zisel Broida, Zatzal, he talks about this and he explains, so how do you ever know what Hashem wants? So he explains this Ramban, Asiyas Hatoy Vayosha Beini Hashem. If you want to be Mekayim, this pasuk that the Rebbeinu Shem says, you're commanded to do Hatoy Vayosha Beino, what's right and proper in Hashem's eyes. He says, Bezboininus. A person has to be Mezboinin into all the mitzvahs that Hashem commands. Metzricha Iyun. You have to make a sugya out of it. You have to be Ma'ayin. The same thing Ma'ayin in the Dorim, first Seder. Everything, every mitzvah that we have needs Iyun. Mamik, a very deep Iyun. And a deep penetrating understanding behind every mitzvah. And if a person really goes into it, he can start realizing what's rots in Hashem, what you're commanded in. It doesn't say it, but I'm still commanded in it. He goes on to explain, you see this befeirish in Rashi. If you look in the pasuk, it says, in Dvarim Yud Beis, Chavchas, Shmor Vishamato es kol hadvarim ha'ela. I want you to watch and hear all the things. And the pasuk continues and says, Kitase hatoyva yosha b'ini Hashem. because you have to do the Toiv and Yosher in Hashem's eyes. Listen to the words of Rashi on this pasuk, a Peledik Rashi. Shamor v'shamata zu mishnah. That's the learning. Sha'atatzarech that you need to do. Lishomro bebitnecha shaloi tishokach. Learn it up good, so it should be watched in your stomach, that it should never be forgotten. Did you ever see anywhere that we tell you, watch it in your stomach? We know the Torah speaks about the seichel or the lev, in your brain, in your head, or the heart. Here we're telling you to keep it in your stomach. Pilei plom. As I frek the chevron Rosh Hashiva, hadvorim temuim, me oilom loy shamanu, we never heard ever, shebeten, your stomach, is the kalim l'schiras u'shmiras divrei Hashem. That's one of the kalim that you have, one of your body parts that's going to help you remember and keep Dvar Hashem. Madua loy noimah, why does it just say, lishmar b'leiv, like a seichel? How could Rashi write l'shamro b'vitnecha? Zok techevin Rosh Yeshiva nira bebira inyan. But I think the explanation is me'achar, since we're talking about here the shmira on asiyas ha'yosher v'atoiv, doing what's yosher and toiv in Einei Hashem, in Hashem's eyes, but zeh, such idea is not shayich, stam, based on what you know in your mind or your heart. Zechira b'moyecha b'leiv is not going to help. He says, like the famous, we all know from Mesilas Yesharim, in his Akdama he writes, the Ramchal writes in his Akdama over there, Ein hatayeles hanilkat mizeh ha-sefer. The gain of what I'm giving you over in the sefer is not going to be reached min akriya, from just reading it, Hamachas one time. It's not going to help. Hatayelas, if you want to have the gain from Mesilas Yesharim, Yoitza min achazora olav hasmodo. Says the Ramchal, you have to read it again and again and really go through it and chew it over. That's the only way. Says the Chevron Rosh Hashiva, that's what Rashi's saying here too. Kivon Rashi, Rashi's intention was bidvorov. That tzorech l'shaimro v'bitnecha, watch it in your stomach, means Rashi's telling you, unless you chew over the mitzvahs and you digest the mitzvahs in your stomach, then it becomes part of you, that's the only way you're going to be able to figure out Ritzayin Hashem. If you're a guy who just does what it says in every mitzvah, this is what I'm supposed to do, this is what I'm not supposed to do, but you never chewed it over with this bainus and his amkus of going into it, you'll never know what Ritzayin Hashem is. You don't know what's right and what's wrong. But only when you chew it over and it becomes part of you, the mitzvahs. Like Rashi's writing, it's in your stomach. You digested it. Then you're shayich to this gvaldika commandment, v'asisa ha-yosher v'atoy be'eno. You could know what's right and wrong to do in Hashem's eyes. Chaim Epstein Zatzal, one of the Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas of Rav Aaron Kotler, he used to say over, wasn't Nifta too many years ago, came to Lakewood many times. He's buried, happens he right here in Lakewood. He's there to go to his kever and daven. He says, one of the greatest nisim of today, of Torah in America, he says, is the fact that Hashem allowed us to follow the Tzuras HaYeshiva they had in Europe and replant it here. The whole idea of how Limud Torah should be done properly, that we could follow the way the European yeshivas had Torah and replant it here, that's one of the greatest nisim and brachos that we have. Because he said, if not, and he said it in Yiddish, Vos Vet Zayin would be Limud HaTorah Mitakok. You'd be sitting and learning Torah, it would be standard. First Seder is Torah with your Coke. You have your Gemara with your Coca-Cola can. You come in cracks to base medrash. And all the other chilled ways of learning, that's how Torah in America would have looked. He says one of the biggest brachas and nisim the Rebbeinu Shem gave us was the fact that we're able to go ahead and follow the European yeshivas. They set the standard of what it means to learn Torah for real. What does it mean, reina Torah, pure Torah? But Rebbe, where does it say you can't learn Gemara with a cup? But Rebbe, does it say you can't come in with cracks? But Rebbe, hello, it doesn't have to say it. V'asiso ha-yosher v'ha-toyim. What it says in that pasuk is, you got to do what Hashem wants from you. It doesn't have to say it anywhere. This is the fifth chelek of Shulchan Aruch. There are things that we know is Ratzon Hashem, although it doesn't say it black and white. The Rebbeinu Shem couldn't write everything. Don't say it with a Coke or a Sprite or a Fanta. He couldn't write that. You got to use your own seichel. But your own seichel is only when Torah is in your stomach. Otherwise, don't trust yourself. You got to follow the Messiah from your Gedolim. I'll tell you, I'm married to Kamaisa. The Chavetz Chaim. There was a big asifa in his times of the Rabbonim. They were discussing different things that was going on in their community of how to go ahead and be misakin different things, different issues. And all the Rabbonim were there. And someone came up with a good idea. Whatever it was, A, B, and C. A good idea. So the Rabbonim seemed to all like this new idea. The Chavetz Chaim gave a clap. And he says, nay, it's awesome. So everybody looked up, and one of the Rabbanim said, Avu shteit, it's awesome. What does it say it's awesome? Chavetz Chaim opened up his shirt, he unbuttoned his shirt, and he said, right here, Dor shteit. Right here, he pointed to his heart. That's where it says it. If you're a shtick tyrant like the Chavetz Chaim, he knows that it says it's also. Black and white and Torah and Shulchan Aruch might not be. But it's still also. V'asisa Yashav HaTayim commands you to know what else is also besides the four halakim. There is that fifth chalak. And the Chavetz Chaim knows. You know, every morning we dive into the Rebbeinu Shalom. We beg the Rebbeinu Shalom. Mamash this nekuda. We ask the Rabbeinu Shloilam, who yiftach libeinu b'toyrasai. Open up my heart in your Torah. It's not enough that I just learn the Torah. Let my heart be open to understand the Torah. And memela v'lasois ritzoinoi. You'll be able to do his ritzoin. Ula avdoi v'leiv of shalem, to serve him with your whole heart. His ratzon. Lav dafket's black and white, written in the Torah. But you know it's his ratzon. And only then, l'man lo niga lo rit v'lo nevel of ahala, you're not going to be toiling for nothing. There are people that go through life and they're toiling for nothing. Because all it is the dry halacha. What yeah, what no. And they're missing a major chelik of the fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch. And that's nigal larik. They're wasting their time, they're toiling for nothing. You know the famous Gemara above Metzia? On the Vlamid Amid Beis. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Loicharva Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was only destroyed. Al Shadonu. Bar din Torah. All they were done was din Torah. And the Gemara asks, so what's wrong? They're doing din Torah. Says the Gemara, v'loy avru lefnim mishuras hadin. They never did lefnim mishuras hadin. What was the crime? It's this yesod. Everything's only what state black and white. You're missing the whole ruchnius of life. The whole relationship with the Rabbeinu Shloilom. If you really care about Hashem, it's not enough just to do the mitzvah that says black and white. If you really have a relationship with Hashem, You want to do Rotzoin Hashem. What's Hashem's Rotzoin? What does he want? That's what I'm looking to do. And if I figure out this is what he wants, it doesn't have to say it black and white to know it's wrong. This is the fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch that I know it's wrong. Afu shtei to. Your heart says so. That's where you know it's right. And this is something we have to work on. To want to develop feeling to do the Ratzon Hashem. Not just like the Churban Yerushalayim that happened because they were done with Din Torah. They couldn't do Lefnim Meshuras Adin. If you're a real person, you're never satisfied just getting through the motions of yeah and no. If you're a real person, it's a relationship. You look to find Ratzon Hashem. I remember like yesterday, it was about 20 years ago. BMG used to have a yearly fundraiser for the Kollel. It was called the tent event. They used to put up a big tent, huge, massive tent, serve a lot of food that's only attract all Bnei Torah to come, the Balabatim and everybody to come. So it was a lot of food in the back, always. And this tent event was to go ahead and be mechazik the whole Indian of Kollel and try to raise money to support the Kollel. This was a yearly event that went on in BMG. About 20 years ago, so B'derech Klal, they always invited all the Rosh Hashivas from all around to try to mechazik the Indian to have a nice big head table. 20 years ago, the guest speaker was Rav Elias Svei. And that year, every Rosh Hashiva that ever existed, Billy Guzma in America came. Literally, even Rav Meir Stern, who goes to nothing, was there too. The Pesach Rosh Hashiva. Everybody was there. All the G'dayli Rosh Hashivas, mamash. And Rav Elias Svei got up to speak. And obviously, this is all part of the plan. Rav Elias Svei got up to speak. And he gave a very sharfa drasha about this type of topic of knowing what's Ratzon Hashem. And the earlier generations know better of what Ratzon Hashem is. And he gave a ganze shtickle Torah about this. And then it was pin drop silence. And he said very shtarka musa. And he was pretty much directing it to the reshivas of BMG. It seems at that time, the board of directors must have been running the Maisid more than anything else. And they were running it like a college institution. They were investing money in things that obviously wasn't Ruach HaTayr, obviously. I don't know all the hack because Baruch Hashem, I try to keep away from the coffee room. But Akapanim, there's obviously major hack going on. And Rav Elias Svei, in front of all the Rashivas, Rav Elias Svei is a Talmud of Aaron, and Meir Stern, all the Rashivas there at the time were all Talmidim of Aaron. And he said, the Talmidim from the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal Rav Aaron Kotler, Zei Vesin, was mekenye ton in a yeshiva, u was mekenish ton in a yeshiva. All the Talmidim of Rav Aaron, they know what you're allowed to do in a yeshiva. And what you're not allowed to do in a yeshiva? Umidaf regen zeh. And you have to ask them, the earlier generation. And that was a shtarka musa that he was giving, that it's not a free-for-all to do what you want with the college institution and all that. But there's guidelines. And you might not know the guidelines, you better ask the earlier generation. But that's mamash this yisoid. That's mamash this yisoid. Where does it say you're not allowed to invest in who knows what? Yeshiva money, to make money for the yeshiva. Who said? Where does it say so? Rav Elias Svei was saying is this fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch. They know what's Ratzon Hashem, what could be done in the yeshiva, what can't be done in the yeshiva. And if it's not allowed to be done in the yeshiva, it's aser. Where does it say it? Right here in your heart. And that was the message he was giving at that time. It was a very historical moment. Anybody from those times remembers it. I think I still have a tape recorder at home that has the tape that has the granite. It was a very historic moment. But HaKoponim, this is the yisoid that we have to know. That the Rabbeinu Shalom expects of us, V'asisar ha-yosher ha-toyiv be'enav. Try and know to do what's pleasing in my eyes. It might not say it befeirish, but if it's pleasing in my eyes, make sure you're doing it. And if it's not pleasing in my eyes, make sure you're not doing it. It's very possible that the name that Klal Yisrael carries, Yeshurun, you find it in the Pesukim a few times. Klal Yisrael is called with this name Yeshurun of Yashar. It could be it's Mamash this Yisoid that Klal Yisrael has such a name that we're called Yashar straight. If you look in the Pesuk in Mishle, in Perek Beis, Pesuk Zion, Yitzpoin la Yesharim Toshia. It's hidden for the Yesharim Toshia. The Vilna Gaon explains what this Yesharim, what does it mean a Yashar? Yashar is up to Vilna Gaon, who has some Durochav Umidaisav. Yashar means you're focused on placing all the Durochav, your ways of life, Umidaisav, and all your anhagas and everything, Besichloi with your seichel, Umamid oisam, and you maimid all of it, Bederech hayoshar, that should be straight, Lefi haTorah, according to the Torah. Which means, if the Gaon's explaining, the name Yeshurun, that Klal Yisrael has, is because Klal Yisrael knows there's more than just the black and white. There's more than the four halakim of Shulchan Aruch. Not everything is said there, but rather, all my ways of life, I make sure that it should be with Fiderech HaTorah. And therefore, I carry a name of Yashar. It's not just the black and white that I follow commandments and instructions, but rather my whole Metzias becomes a Yashar if it's done with Fiderech HaTorah. Loisor min HaTorah yamin u'smol. A person has to have such clarity in life. And if you don't have the clarity, you ask your rabbeim. That I don't veer yamin u'smol, not to the right, not to the left. Like the pasuk is continuing, it says, Mogin l'holchei betom. Mogin l'holchei tom. It's a mogin, it's a shield to go. Ahoyluch b'derech tomim. To go with a tzmimus dika derech in life. The proper, complete ray. And Moshe Shmuel Shapiro Zatzal, the Reshiva Ber Yankiv in Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Shmuel Shapiro once, it was during the Zman, and he was coming back to Yeshiva, and all of a sudden he noticed some Bachram coming back from the beach, Ben Azdarm. It's Ben Azdarm, but he went to the beach. So he looked at them, because he chapped, they must have had some towels, and who knows what, bathing suit, I don't know, whatever he saw. It was Ben Azdarm. And he said, where'd you go? So obviously they told him where they went. So he said, what? You went to the beach, Ben Azdarim? So he said, Rebbe, what do you mean? Is it Asur? Classic answer. Is it Asur? Rabbi Moshe Shmuel Shapiro answered, Asur ken zayin ich ken ishvayzin where it's Asur. It could be I can't show you exactly where it's Asur. You're not going to steig like that. Which means that's not Ratzon Hashem. Your Torah has to be cool like Torah. If you're running to the beach, Ben Azdarim, you can imagine what your first seder or second seder is going to look like. A similar maisa happened in Beis HaTalmud. In the early days in Beis HaTalmud, I think Reb Shaul Brus was the reshiva that it happened with. One of the Talmidim there went for a course in becoming an EMT. It could be it was before even Atzal was created. But Akapanim, you went for a course to become an EMT. So the Shiva Beis HaTalmud threw him out. And he told him clearly, he says, it's not usur to take the course to become an EMT. And you might do a lot of chesed with it. Oh, but that's not the Ruach HaYeshiva, that's not the Messiah of Yeshiva. And it can't be done. And I assume to make a statement, he had to throw him out. The point being is that we have to realize there's a whole chelik of Torah that the Rabbeinu Shalom commands us v'asisa ha-yosha v'hatoyv. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants every yid not just to keep the mitzvahs v'shteit in Torah the tariyag, but the Rabbeinu Shalom says you should go do yosha v'hatoyv be'enav, figure out what I want and what I don't want, and make sure you do the commandments and the things I want, although it doesn't say. And make sure you do the commandments and the things I don't want. Make sure you don't do those things, even though it doesn't say not to do it. And that's this chiyuv that we have. Now we all have a great sakana. Like the Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Yudalet speaks it out befeirush. In Pasuk Yud Beis over there it says, Yesh derech yoshor lefnei yish. There are many times there's a path of yoshor. It seems yoshor in front of the person. Yesh derech yoshor lefnei yish. V'achriso darkei moves. But the end of that path is the way of death. Darkei moves. Zok tevil negoyin, poshem pshat with Shloima HaMelech. The Chacham Mikol Adam was teaching us. Kaloima, the Pasuk means to say, Sheyesh Derech, there are many times that you have a Derech. Sheyedame Ha'odom Belibo, Yishu Echod, V'Goloi, V'Shu Yashar. You think this is the Mahalach. It's so clear. This is V'Shur Yashar. That's what you feel and that's what you think. V'Achriso, Darchei Mobas. And yet, the Achris HaDerech, the end of this such a road, is Kuloi Moves. Kulom HaMoves, it's all to death. Tzoricha Odom, says the Vilna Gaon, Lihizohar Ma'id. A person has to be very careful. Lechapeis Drochov, go through your ways of life. Look at all your activities. And never rely on your own seichel to be so certain that this for sure is okay, it's for sure mutter, it's fine. Because Zok Shloima HaMelech, there are many that have a derech yosha lefnei yish and achrisas darchei mavas. You can't be certain. This is what Shloima HaMelech, the Chacham Mikol Adam, tells us. And this is the sakana that we're all in. We all, Baruch Hashem, and we're steiging. Sometimes we feel like we can make our own decisions and know what's right and what's wrong. And we don't realize until it's in our beten, until Torah becomes part of our stomach that we digest it, you're so certain that's Ratzon HaTorah, that's Ratzon Hashem? You're so certain that's not connected Ratzon Hashem? You're being over v'asisa yosha toy be'enav. You're being over the fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch. And that's something we have to be so careful about. Never to rely on our own seichel. When we're so young and we didn't yet digest and chew over in our stomach. Kol ha'toyra kula. I'll just end off with Moiridika words from Michatzkel Levenstein. Michatzkel, when he talks about this inyan, he says, Iker avoidas ha'odom is lahasik ritzoyna yizbarach. He said, if you want to know, Michatzkel is a big Baal Avoida, like we all know, Baruch Hashem. He's a big Baal Avoida. Michatzkel says, Iker avoida is lahasig ritzoino yizbarach, to reach doing the rotzon of Hashem. Which means this doesn't happen overnight. It's a lifetime of avodah to train ourselves to be doing the ritzoin Hashem. We don't realize how much our mitzvahs and our ma'asim tovim are robotic. They're just part of a routine. Are you really doing ritzoin Hashem? And only when our mitzvahs and everything becomes ritzoin Hashem, then we'll know for all our activities, is it ritzoin Hashem? Zoker v'chatzkel, v'haynu mashekosov halotzatoi. This is what the Ramchal writes. Roi loi shetehe kol pniyoso liboyri yizborach. It's worthy that a person should train himself that every turn, every focus should be for Hashem. You're not doing things for other causes, other reasons. B'chol ma'isa, every activity you're doing. Sheyase, im katan gadol, small or big. Do it for your tzayin yizbarach, liskarim elov, to get close to Hashem. Avigdor Miller used to say you're doing it l'shem shemayim, even though you're not. But if you say it enough times, you'll start doing it l'shem shemayim. That's not called lying. He said you have to train yourself to do things l'shem shemayim. It doesn't happen by itself. The more you say it, the more you'll actually start doing it. If you feel like I have to be honest, and I can't say it until I really feel it, you'll go through your whole lifetime never feeling it. Avigdor Miller used to always say you're doing l'shem shemayim, doing it for Hashem. Every activity, mikotav v'agodol, from smallest things to the biggest things. Tachlis aviseinu, the tachlis of our avodah, says Rabbi Chatzkul, liskarev al Hashem, it's only to get close to Hashem and be there to serve Him and know His ratzon. And he speaks out very beautifully. Emes, of course it's true, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapei eschar, He's not holding back a reward. We call mitzvah mitzvah, every pa'ula you do, even if you did it as a robot, you did it in routine, without any focus, if you did a mitzvah, you did a mitzvah, you're going to get rewarded. But you should know, he says, the real mitzvahs that give you real reward is when it's kiyum ritzayin yizbarach, heima ikar. When you're doing the ratzon of Hashem, that's the real ikar avoyda for Hashem. And he gives a dugma, he says. Odom mazmin orchim rabbeinu chasana. A person is making a chasana, and he invites 400 guests, the chveis vas, how many he has to invite. He says, when he invites everybody to the chasana, he says it's a grace of hevdil, it's a very big differentiation of the people that he needs to be there. He needs them to be there. They're part of his simcha, the mamish, they're their close acquaintances and all that. Bein achayim and the others, shehuzmo, you have to invite them, laharbas a simcha, he knows them, the chveis. It's a very big difference. Zoker bichatzkel, listen carefully. When we're going to go up to Olam Haba and be nenim ziv Hashchino, he says you're going to see this differentiation. Lo elu, those asheim lem shum tachlas acher, the people that train themselves to do ratzon Hashem from the smallest meisim to the biggest mikaton agadol liskarev al Hashem. Those people are going to have a whole different level of Olam Haba, of being Nenem and Ziv Hashchina, than those that didn't ever work on becoming Avdei Hashem, doing the Ratzon Hashem. They just did the dry law. Does it say it Asur, or doesn't it say it's Asur? Am I supposed to do it? Am I Mechuyev to do it, or am I not Mechuyev to do it? Those people, says Rabbi Chatzkel, of course Hashem's not going to take away Olam Haba from anybody. They deserve a reward for that. Okay. But it's going to be a very big difference in that Grois HaChasana up there in Shemayim, which is for all eternity, L'Neitzach Netzochim, B'Nenem Eziv HaShchina, and all the Geshmak in the whole Olam Hazeh doesn't equal to one moment of Olam Haba. It's going to be a very stark difference for the people that worked on doing Ratzon Hashem and the people that just got through life just doing the motions and never worked on this Yisoid. And Meila, this is Yisoid that we have to remember. Of Asisa Yosheva Toiv, that the Bari Olam is waiting for us to start working on fulfilling his Ratzon and doing things because it's his Ratzon, and then Mamela branches out to the whole fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch of knowing what we can yeton and what we can niton.